I want to thank the Lord for where he's taken us. And we are so blessed to be able to have that fresh word from the Lord, to live daily and hear what God is saying to us so that we can live a life with God. We want to walk with God. We don't want to have a ministry that's just going to speak a word of, you know, hope or a word of faith, you know, and just give you that daily nugget to be able to hold on throughout the day. We want to hear what God is saying in this hour so that we can walk with him. How many of us want to walk with God? I mean, like when Moses was talking to Pharaoh and said, "Let my people free," Moses was instructed by God to do things. Amen? Because God says, "This is what I'm going to do throughout the world, throughout the earth." And Moses had to hear from God to tell the people, "Hey, this is what's happening, and this is what we need to do." Well, anger is a big issue right now, okay? And there is a tremendous outbreak of anger going on, whether it's in the families, whether it's in relationships, whether it's in our towns, our cities, our states, our country, or the world itself. If you look around, there is just an outbreak of anger. How many people are seeing that? I mean, it's incredible. And what God is saying to us in this hour is that we need to learn how to forgive. And there's a flow today. If you listen to the Mary Beth and her bulletin, and if you listen to the message that Shelley said, I think she was going off of something, and then all of a sudden the Spirit just, you know, took her to, you know, a place of forgiveness. And you know, there's a lot going on right now as far as what God is really trying to say to the people about forgiveness. And not to be, you know, John mentioned, and I was listening to the words that was coming out of John, and one of the things was he says, listen, you can't be angry, you know, towards those that are angry, or can you be angry? Because I let it rain on the wicked too. I let, you know, the sun shine on the wicked too. So it's like, you know, let's not be angry at one another, and let's not judge one another. Let's just, you know, work out our own salvation and make sure that we don't have anger inside of us. We have to make sure that this anger doesn't produce hatred. And when John says, "I have anger inside of me," I was like, oh, praise God, you know, because the Spirit of God is already working on him to look at himself, not only look at himself, make sure that he's not angry at others. And then there was instructions, if you were here last week, that if we ever came across any individual that had anger, we needed to point it out and say, listen, God wants to bless you, but he's not going to bless you unless you get rid of the anger. If you get rid of the anger, then you got a blessing. If you don't get rid of the anger, then your boat is going to rock. And that was basically it. Wipe the hands and the dust off your feet and move on. Don't get into any arguments or anything like that. Well, I find it interesting that, you know, the Lord is saying now that as we move forward and we recognize what is he's doing, because he doesn't want us to get affected in the plague. How many people understand what I'm saying? So like when God's releasing a plague, he doesn't want his people to get affected by the plague. So he's given us instructions on how to protect ourselves by like putting that blood around the doorpost on our heart, so to say. He began to lead me towards the Lord's Prayer. And I want to break down the Lord's Prayer. Because in the Lord's Prayer, it is a way of life today. So if you want to know how to live your life today, you know, it's not going out feeding the poor and trying to form some righteousness or anything. It's about a disposition or a life with God. And God is saying, I want you to live this prayer. I want you to live this life that is going to protect us in a sense. So if you have your Bibles, you can open up with me. If not, that's okay. It's in Matthew chapter 6. We got the helicopters coming now. Wonder if they're going to land in my fields. It says here in Matthew chapter 6, verse 6 actually, it says, "But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees you in secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathens do, for they think that they will be heard for many words." So basically, God is just saying, you know, listen, things are going to take place. God knows what you need. Your life, you don't have to worry about because you're a child of God. So desire these things. How many people have desires? Okay. You know what? God already heard your desire. He wants you to focus something. He wants your focus on something else. You know, sometimes we have desires and we worry and we think about it all day long. How many of us think about these things all day long? Okay, as we think about these desires all day long, oh Lord, help me here, help me here. Oh Lord, I got this interview, or oh Lord, I got this going on, or oh Lord, I want this to make sure this goes right. And, you know, they're actually prayers. And God is saying, settle down, because I already know your heart's desires. I already know what you need. You already prayed to me. You already offered that request to me. I heard your prayer. It's going to be answered. But I want you to focus on something else. I want you to meditate on something else. I don't want you to get so troubled or sidekicked off of what I really want you to focus on. And so this is what God wants us to focus on. Moving forward, as God is doing something around us, whether it's around our neighborhood, around our families, around our personal lives, around our jobs, around our neighborhood, around our state, around our country, around the world, whatever God is doing, he's instructing his people to live a certain way. How many people understand where I'm coming from? Okay. And this is why it's so important that those that are out there to listen to a living ministry, we want to hear what God is saying. I don't want to hear a message and then God's doing something and I'm not prepared. I don't want my, for example, my oil to run out of oil, my lamps to run out of oil. I don't want to. And it's almost like if we're not hearing that live word of God and hearing his voice, then it's like your oil, your lamps running out of oil. It's God's word is his oil, and it keeps your fire burning. And when heaven and the angels of heaven can see that light burning, they're protecting you. They're not going to hit you. They're not going to touch you. Who wants that light shining inside of them? I mean, let's be real. You want blessings? You know, you're tired and sick and tired of the way things are going in your life? You don't know if God's hearing your prayers? Well, he's hearing them, but yet at the same time, it's almost like he can't bless you. You'll hear what I'm going to say in a minute. He can't bless you if you're not heeding his word and being obedient and following his word. I want religion to be wiped out because people think, well, I am following the word. And they'll hold the Bible up and they'll say, I am following the word. And this isn't that word. This is that rhema word, you know, the living word. So the living word today is, he says, when you do pray, pray like this. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. For one, he wants us to really get our heart connected to who God is. There are levels of who God is. You know, how often do you think of God throughout the day? I want to challenge us here and those that are listening. How often do you really think of God throughout the day? I mean, it should be every step you make should be with him. Every step, not at the end of the day, not in the beginning of the day. Okay, God, I woke up this morning, thank you, and then you're off on your own. And then at the end of the day, you come to him again and say, hey, Lord, thank you for allowing me to work my day out and, you know, lay my head down to rest. Good night. It needs to be a walk with God in this hour so that you can always look at yourself. Without the knowledge of God, it's hard for you to see your manifestations. You don't know how you're acting, what words are coming out of your mouth, whether or not you're offending anyone, matter of fact, you know, whether or not you're doing this or that. How many people are grabbing this one? Okay, good. I want you to continue to follow me because it says, our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And then it says, your kingdom come. Okay? A lot of people would say that's connected with your will be done. I just want to stop right here. Your kingdom come. Now, we've spoken messages about the kingdom of God. Amen? And the kingdom of God is that righteousness, peace, and joy. So our desire should always have in our heart that place where we keep righteousness, peace, and joy. So there's really no need for me to continue to go on to try to understand keeping that pearl of peace polished. Hopefully we're moving on, right? They'll have to keep reminding us to keep that pearl of peace polished. So we're moving on. And also obtaining joy. So God has already been preparing us to live this way, keeping him totally focused on our daily walk. As we walk, we keep always aware of God throughout our daily walk. Not just in the morning, not just in the evening. As we walk throughout the day, God, are you with me? God, how you doing? God, what do you think here? God, will you have them just always on the end of the tip of your tongue and on the end of your lips. This is what God is saying within this hour as he is doing something around the world. How many of us really realize that God is doing something? Have you picked up the newspaper, read it, looked at the world around us? Okay. So God is doing something. With that, having him on our lips, understanding the pearl of peace, and keeping that polished. And then it says here, it says, your will be done. So for one, we cannot change circumstances. You cannot change any circumstances whatsoever. All we need to do is have a desire for God's will to be done. Not my will, but your will be done. It's almost a surrender. Okay, God is creating a character in us that when we see everything happening around us, there's a surrender. Look, you have things happen. Let's take your life and let's take it on a small scale. And when I say small, I'm saying your personal life. And then we can go on another level of scale. Bring your family in. You see, if you're a married couple, you can bring in your husband and wife, or we can bring in your children too. If you're a single parent, we can bring in just your child, whatever it is. That's one scale. Then you can take it into a larger scale, your immediate family. And then we can take it into a larger scale, your workplace or what have you. And then your town and country or whatever it is. We have no control. Things are going to happen around us, and we're not going to have any control. So we have to surrender. And I believe what God is saying is, listen, I'm working things out. I'm doing things in your life. I'm working things out. I'm working things out in your town, family, country, the world. I'm doing something. I got a plan. And I'm doing something, and really, you can't, no matter how loud you yell, you're not going to change anything. No matter how much you protest, no matter how much you, you know, ramp and rave and scream and whatever, you can't do anything. How many people understand that one? You just can't do it. I mean, God's going to do what he's doing, no matter what you do. He's going to do what he's going to do in this hour. So a way of surrendering is kind of like what God is saying in this hour. Keep me in the tip of your tongue. Keep me on your lips. Polish that pearl. Keep that jewel in your heart. And surrender. You can't control anything. Let it unfold. Let things unfold. You can have your hopes. We read about this passage before. You know, you can offer your prayers up. Okay, don't go repetitive. You know, you have a desire inside you. God already knows your desire. How many of us are victims of those repetitive prayers where we have a burden on our heart and we just seem like we keep pounding the heavens with it? Lord, help me with this. Lord, help me with this. Lord, help me with this. Come on now. Who's a victim? I'm a victim sometimes. You know, I got some things that I'm looking at, and every day I walk by and I'm looking at it and I'm like, Lord, Lord. You know, like he didn't say it. It's our nature. It's like that sin nature of us, you know, like he hears. And God wants to say, I'm hearing you. I'm hearing you. And that should be enough to comfort you today, that I'm hearing your prayers and that it's okay. I want you to focus on something else because I'm doing something big. I'm doing something big, and I don't want you to focus on those little things. See, in the eyes of God, those repetitive prayers that you keep pounding the heavens with, they're little to God. They're so minute. He's like, I already know. Don't worry. I got it already planned out. I already got it figured out. Don't worry about it. So they're small with God. And because God's doing something really big, he really is pounding us to say, I want you to focus on this, not that. I want you to focus on what I'm saying right now. So this is where it gets to be the part. It says, on earth, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Then it says, give us this day our daily bread. That's that living word. And this is our desire, is that we should be tapping in and hearing that living word. And fortunately, we have a group here that is hearing the heavens and hearing God. And, you know, we're grabbing hold of his living word. We're getting his bread. And we're sharing that bread amongst each other. And that's what our desire should be right now. Hearing the word of God. Because he's like the wind. And he's blowing. And we want to blow with the wind. We don't want to be left behind. We don't want to be put in a position of, you know, God's doing something and we put our own righteous garment on and we're not even listening to the living word. We're not even getting that rhema bread and we're not eating that bread every day. We want that bread. And so God is saying, you know, our heart should be, give us this day our daily bread. And this is the main thing here. This is like the meat of this message. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And this is where it comes down to this one particular verse. I'm just going to shoot down to verse 14 and 15. It says, for if you forgive men their trespasses, or those attacks that you get, the persecutions that you get. How many of us here, just here alone, those that are listening, I can't see you raise your hand, but those here alone have been affected by an individual where you've gotten offended. You got hurt because they said something, because they did something, or maybe their actions or their viewpoints or were very adamant. And maybe they have a strong conviction in some gray area that you just don't agree with. And they really hurt at you. How many of us were affected by that? Okay. God is saying we have to search our hearts. And we really got to forgive those who have done this. Forgive those who have persecuted us. It says, if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. And this is what we want. We want God's forgiveness. Amen? We want God to look at us and not hold anything against us. And it says, but if you do not forgive men, neither will your Father forgive you. You know, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. If you don't forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you. I know if you're like me, which I'm sure you are, we want to make sure that God has forgiven us in all our mistakes. Look, I am like the worst. You know, I'm not going to say I don't love the world. I love being me. I'll throw the F-bomb out there every once in a while. You know, whether that's good in God's eyes or not, you know, I look at it as, you know, look, they're words. Okay, as long as it's not coming out of my heart. Because, you know, Jesus mentioned things like if you look at a woman, you know, you've committed adultery. If you had hatred, you murdered. I mean, it all comes from here. Amen? That's the way I look at it. You know, and I try to keep here pure. I might say something, but my heart isn't really saying that. You know, most of the time it's just in a joking way or whatever. But, you know, how many like doing those things? Well, what if we slipped? And maybe it wasn't pleasing in God's eyes for some reason or another. We don't know what God likes and what he doesn't like. If you really are sincere about it. How many of us really know what God likes and what he really don't like? You see? I just want to be forgiven. That's all I want. I might have done something and never even knew I got God mad. I could have done, and I'm thinking, what? I didn't do anything wrong. But yet he's saying, no. You did something wrong, and I'm not happy. Well, I found a solution, and it's an easy solution. Forgive those that you know did wrong to you. Just forgive everybody. Don't harbor any anger. Don't harbor any hatred. Don't harbor anything. And guess what? God just, like, forgives you. God's like, you know what? Even that thing that you did and you didn't even know you did anything wrong, I'm going to just forgive you. You know why? Because you're forgiving everybody else. How many people are grabbing this one? That's me. I don't know what God likes and what he doesn't like. I mean, yes, I can gauge by conviction, you know. I'll get that conviction and be like, I feel a little dirty. I shouldn't have done that. But a lot of times, you miss the convictions. You know, we're not all there yet. And sometimes we miss convictions. And to be safe, let's just forgive. And just keep forgiving. And just keep forgiving. And then be in that place where we can live a life and be free. Amen? So then it says here, it says, and do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. And that, I think, comes alongside of forgiveness. When you can release that anger, that hatred that you have from someone, and you can release it, I believe what's happening is you're being set free and not being led into temptation. And being delivered from the evil one. So if you want to live a life that is going to be protected, so to say, and be blessed, and not have these lead ceilings over your head where it feels like your prayers aren't being answered and you're not getting any breakthroughs, and it just seems like all hell is breaking loose on you and you just don't have any control of your life and it's just getting out of hand. Well, then, as we move forward to this word right now, and God begins to forgive us, as we forgive those, then he doesn't lead us into temptation. And then we don't fall. You see? And then he protects us from our attacks. We spoke about contracts over our lives, amen? And how these things are coming against us and attacking us. And I'm tired of being attacked. I'm tired of things coming against me. I'm tired of going into the mailbox and seeing this mail, this letter, and I'm like, what the heck? You know? I'm tired of the judgment eyes that pierce at you and judge you. That's all spiritual. It's all spiritual. You know? How many of us just want to be loved? You see? Just being able to be left alone. You know, because I think temptation and those attacks come from people who begin to pick on you. Well, you know, you should live your life this way. You should do this. You should do that. I just want to be left alone. Let me live my life. I'm happy. Let me live my life. What steals your joy? Most of the time, it's other people getting involved in your world, picking your world apart, trying to tell you how to live and how you should look and how you should dress and how you should do this and that and all that other stuff. It's like, wait a minute. If I didn't like it, I wouldn't have done it. If I thought it was ugly, I wouldn't wear it. You see, most of the time these attacks come spiritually, and I think they go through other individuals. Well, I know if you're like me, let me live my life. You know, just love me. That's all I want. That's all I want. It's just like, you're going to be my friend. You're going to love me. And I feel that if in this hour right now, if we truly hear what God is saying in this hour, we can learn this, I want to call ancient secret, this mystery, this word that God is saying, because he's doing something. He's doing something, and we want to be protected. We want to be guarded. We want to be blessed. I want the blessings of God. The spiritual world is real. It's real. It's no joke. And there is darkness out there. There's forces of evil out there. And they're coming to attack you if your life is not right. And what is it to be right? Just really following and obeying that word of God, I want to call it, that living word. And thank God that we are people that are hearing him and understanding what he's doing in this hour. And he's doing something in this hour. And we're following it right now. And then it says here in the prayer, it says, for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. It's given that power back to God. We can't do anything on our own. We need his power. We need the universe to work on our behalf. We need heaven to work on our behalf. We need the angelic hosts to work on our behalf. We need God's mighty hand to work on our behalf. He's the only one that can deliver us and set us free. He's the only one that can bless us and open up doors that no man can open up. And close doors that no man can close. You know, we have desires in our heart. How many of us really, truly want to be set free? How many of us want to be blessed? How many want to live a life to be able to live? How many people are tired of these annoyances coming against you? It's like, can't we just be left alone? Well, if we have knowledge of the Spirit and we understand the spiritual realm, then we can be set free. These things can leave us alone and our families can come back in order. You know, our hearts and desires can be filled, you know, and we can have success and be blessed. You know, heaven is a mystery, I'm going to tell you right now. And you have to say to yourself, why are some evil people blessed? And why are the good ones always seem to hit a wall? And we have to fight for our blessings. Where you look at this individual here, and that person is just a no good dirt bag. But yet, it seems like everything they touch, they're blessed. Have you ever seen those individuals? And then you look at your life and say, why am I fighting so hard? This is what God is saying. Listen, don't worry about it. Don't be angry. I let it rain on them, and I let the sun go down on them. The only thing you got to worry about is what's happening with you. And as you deal with what's happening with you, I'll fill the desires of your heart. I'll bring you to that place. The bigger picture is afterlife. And I don't talk much about afterlife. But we have an afterlife. And I look at those that are persecuted and tortured and suffered by many, many things as chosen people of God. I don't care where you came from. I don't care what you do. You're chosen. If you have a hard life, you're chosen. And I truly believe why we have a hard life is because that's His way of just keeping us humble. Keeping us to the place of brokenness. Because humility and brokenness is like the apple of God's eye. Don't worry about how much money you got. Don't worry about how big of a house you live in and that you don't have or you want and you don't have. And these things that you want, you don't have. Focus on brokenness and humility. And if you keep realizing that you're a child of God and these hardships come, don't look at anybody else. Who cares? You're all alone anyhow, so why do you expect anything different? Just look at yourself. Be grateful for where you're at. Walk with God. Have that forgiveness in your heart, because if you forgive those, God's going to forgive you. And that's where I'm at right now. I just want to be forgiven. Listen, I did some crazy stuff. And even some of that stuff in the past every once in a while comes up and tries to haunt me. But the main thing is, I don't care if I'm not forgiven by them. I just want to be forgiven by Him. I just want to know that what I'm doing is well-pleasing in His eyes. Because He's the one who has the power. He's the one with the glory. He's the one that can protect us. He's the one that has the opportunity to open up those doors. He's the one. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So if I can have every eye bowed for a minute, head bowed and eye closed. Because I just want to open up the heavens right now. You know, we're all here for one reason. We have a conviction. We have a conviction in our heart. God is tugging on us. God is pulling us and tugging us. And we're called. We're children of a spiritual host. We don't quite understand everything. They're mysteries. But we do know it's for a purpose. There's a greater plan and a purpose. And yes, He wants to bless us. Yes, He wants to fill the desires of our heart. Yes, He wants to glorify us. But He wants us to glorify Him too. He wants us to be used. And He wants us to be that light. There are people that are looking at you, and they believe you, and they respect you, and they honor you, and they want to know your God. They want to know, and how God is spreading His glory is through you, How God is being known and recognized is through you and your testimony. And there are some people that I can't reach that you can. And there are some people that you can reach and the others can't. But we're all able to reach people. And what God is saying right now is, I want to use you as a testimony to glorify my name. And if we have any anger that is inside of us that is holding us back from really shining that glory of God, then I want to open up the altars here and ask you to come up. And I'm going to ask Tim and Kurt to come on up with me. And stand here with me. Come on over here. Because if you're like us, we battled battles. And we went through things and had people hate us without a cause. Not mentioning any names, but I'll tell you, we had some loved ones hate us. Amen. Because I believe, because we were able to put these powers and principalities under our feet, we have the anointing to help intercede and pray for you to be set free from anger, from judgment, from those that were close to you, who you loved, persecuted you, and actually made you question why. I didn't do anything wrong. What's going on? I don't understand. Those others that are here, just keep your head bowed and pray for us and pray with us as we begin to just stand here in agreeance right now. Amen.